Green Army Men. You know those little plastic figurines that have been a mainstay in American toy boxes for generations? While a six-year-old girl in Arkansas saw a problem, the Army Men were all, well, they were all men. So she recently wrote to some of the companies that make the tiny soldiers. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the girl's words helped launch a new brigade, Plastic Army Women.
Vivian Lord of Little Rock was playing with her brother's toys when she realized none of them looked like her. So she got out a pen and paper and wrote letters.
My name is Vivian. I play soccer. I am 6 years old. Why do you not make gold army men?
On the receiving end of one of the notes was Jeff Immel. He runs BMC Toys in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It makes little green army men.
Every now and then someone would ask me if I had female figures.
In fact, before Vivian's letter, another message arrived in the mail.
I received a pretty stern and compelling letter from a retired Navy sailor.
It was from retired Fleetmaster Chief Joanne Ortloff. She says she was concerned about how women in the military are represented, even in toy form.
We were often asked for our husbands' IDs and were not often recognized as being the active duty member.
She says the tiny green troops should reflect the fact that women now serve in combat roles in every military branch.
It's time that we have some equal representation in our toy soldiers to pass down.
Ortloff's letter got Immel thinking, but support for the idea really poured in after Vivian's letter drew headlines across the country. This week, Immel announced that Plastic Army Women will hit store shelves by Christmas 2020.
What's been really surprising to me is how many women have contacted me to say that they wished they had little green army women when they were children back in the 60s.
Some customers pushed back on the idea. They said showing bazooka-toting women in the mold of mid-century soldiers would be rewriting history, since women weren't allowed in combat roles back then. But Immel says that's not the point.
Some kids somewhere, this will help them feel like they're the hero in their story during playtime.
Vivian, who just started first grade, is grateful.
I can't wait to buy some Gold Army toys, and I can't wait to play with them.
And when she gets them, Vivian has said she might just move all the boy army men out of the way and just play with the girls. Bobby Allen, NPR News.